An investigation brings to light continuing problems at the Illinois Veterans Home in Quincy. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Tony Arnold, Illinois politics reporter for WBEZ Radio in Chicago. So, Tony, there's quite a distance between Chicago and Quincy in far western Illinois. How did you all get interested in the Veterans Home and Legionnaires' disease?
Initially, we got interested in it because, my colleague Dave McKinney and I discovered that there had been some lawsuits filed against the Veterans Home that hadn't been reported on in any substantial way, or really in any way at all. And these lawsuits were from 11 families whose relatives had died in the initial 2015 outbreak at the Illinois Veterans Home in Quincy. And so when we started reading what was actually in the lawsuits and getting a better sense of the point of view of the families, we realized that this had not been, their voices had not been heard or really put out there in the public at all as far as what was going on in that 2015 outbreak.
Okay, and remind us, how big a facility is a Veterans Home? How many people live there? How long has it been open and all that?
This facility, it's a kind of a sprawling campus in Quincy. It's not too far from the Mississippi River, and it's several buildings. The whole thing is dates back to around the time of the Civil War, although there are more modern buildings.
What is it, a couple hundred residents, something like that?
That's right. It's a little more than, I think we're over more than 300 residents at this point, people who live at the Veterans Home, plus staff as well, nurses, administrators, facility workers, that kind of thing.
Okay. And what exactly is Legionnaire's disease?
Legionnaire's disease comes from a bacteria that is in the water. It lives in the water. It can be treated through different forms, different chemicals that are commonly found in most places to treat the water. It also, as far as Legionnaire's disease, it's a form of pneumonia when somebody gets it that can be particularly harmful for a vulnerable population, such as those who would live at a veteran's home.
And after you and the other people at WBEZ first got interested in the veteran's home, how long did it take you to put together that first series that you all ran?
We found out about the lawsuits, and by the time we contacted as many of the families as we could, or at least their attorneys, it probably took about 2 months of reaching out to as many people as we could and figuring out a little bit about who the residents were who lived there and were the most affected by it, those who died, what their lives were like, what their war experiences were like. These are veterans that we're talking about. A lot of them that we've interviewed have been World War II veterans, and some of them just had some of the most harrowing stories to tell about their wartime experience. One in particular, Melvin Tucker, was a pilot in World War II Germany, and when his crew got shot down and then his plane got shot down, he had to jump out. Didn't know if his parachute was going to work, and never tried it out before. It did, for luckily for his sake, it did open. But when he landed, he was in enemy territory and was taken prisoner for 13 months, lived in a POW camp. So once that was, his time was up, but then the war was over, it was time for him to, he had to walk across the, out of the POW camp to make his way back home, and spent his time then living in Illinois, raising his family then when he came back.
Okay, and remind us of what sort of the toll has taken, the Legionnaire's disease has taken at the Veterans Home. There was, a big group in 2015, and then there have been a couple more since then?
Yeah, there have been multiple outbreaks now in the last few years of Legionnaire's disease at this Veterans Home in Quincy. The first one was in 2015 over the summer. During that time, dozens of people were sickened. 12 residents died from it. Then after that subsided, it came back. Another outbreak came back in 2016, a year later. In that case, over that course of that year, six more residents tested positive for Legionnaires. Again, in 2017, I believe six more people tested positive over the course of the whole year, in particular during an outbreak in the fall of 2017. One resident died from complications related to Legionnaire's disease. And even since then, in just this past month or so, since the beginning of February, another four residents have tested positive. I believe all four of them have been said to be in at least stable condition or doing better since they first tested positive.
And so what have you learned about the state's efforts to fix this problem? Has there been any large-scale efforts, or has it mainly been treating the water or any new construction or anything like that?
A little bit of all of the above of what you just went through. The state has made a lot of efforts to address it, but the fact remains that it keeps coming back. Residents keep getting sick. The state has, at this facility, they've installed new water treatment plans, new filters on sinks, on shower heads, on dishwasher sprayers, all sorts of different things throughout the campus. That said, we've seen some test results that there keep being positive hits, and that explains why some residents continue to be infected with it or affected by the bacteria that's in the water there.
And so have people talked about replacing the water system totally and or even closing the veterans' home?
Well, since our initial story ran, Governor Rauner spent some time living at the veterans' home. He spent almost a week living there, showering there, eating off the plates that come from the dishwasher, sprayer, that kind of thing. This is and coming out of that week, he said he wanted to get a better understanding of the issues there, what the complications are as to why this keeps happening. Legionella is throughout the environment, but it's treatable. It can be fixed. There's a reason that there's other places that it doesn't keep coming back like it does here. So Governor Rauner's put together a task force. He's considering replacing all the piping. There's been a variety of dollar estimates for how much that would cost. The most recent one was from a private company that did an estimate. They estimated $20 to $30 million to replace the plumbing there. Rauner's also considering building a new building, perhaps on the campus, in addition to some more immediate measures that have been taken, including adding new filters or screens to the faucets.
And what is your sense of the people in Quincy, Tony? Have you talked to them? Are they sitting back just hoping that the facility stays open for the jobs and everything? Are they taking sides one way or the other on any of these things?
Well, I think the other thing to consider with this is that Governor Rauner's administration keeps saying that they have been following the recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the federal agency that's come in to also give recommendations about how to address this. And part of what the CDC has said in some of their written reports has been that this may never be eradicated really on this campus, despite Governor Rauner's goal of saying that he wants zero cases of Legionnaires at this veterans home. All that comes into play with, I think, how the community in Quincy has been thinking about what should be done at this home. Obviously, they want a safe environment, but they also don't want to see the jobs go away. This kind of historic facility closed down, considering its age and its importance there in the community. So there's been a debate. You've heard some calls to close the place down or at least move residents out on a temporary basis. There are complications with that idea, considering you're dealing with a vulnerable population that need a lot of medical help to live. And so it's not that easy to move them out. But while that debate goes on, I think that there have been a lot of calls from within the community to keep the place open to make sure that the jobs aren't lost and employees can keep